Malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We welcome back a fine guest and a good friend. He is podcaster Bill Press. He's a pundit. You know him. You love him. Bill, welcome back to the big show, man.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thank you. Big podcast up today. We do our roundtable on Friday where we look back at the news of the week. Check it out on Bill Press Pod, wherever you listen to a podcast.
And who were the fine guests today, Bill?
Three of top reporters: Linda Feldman's the bureau chief for the Christian Science Monitor. Hunter Walker has his own newsletter on Substack called The Uprising. And then Jennifer Habercorn, who covers Congress for the LA Times. So,
right. Excellent cast. I've got to settle for Bill Press. Hey, Bill, man, finally our president, Joe Biden, caught a break in the jobs numbers. They were excellent. Although, did you see the Fox News, the Foxy News host? They were all rooting against not just Joe Biden, but the country, I'd like to think, Bill.
They do every day, right? Yeah. No, anything that happens that's good for news, right, is bad news for Fox. I mean, Joe Biden can't even go out for an ice cream cone, right, without Fox get going absolutely berserk, right? Nuts. Oh, my God. He's got, he should be down there worrying about Putin. Yeah, I wish Putin would go out for an ice cream cone. Those job numbers were great, very strong. Look, the fact is COVID is slowing down, you know, happily, we won't have another variant, but we're better positioned to take care of it if we are. It's slowing down. People are going back to work. Jobs are coming back. People are hiring again. And I think we've turned the corner.
Well, Bill, I had seen upward.
By the way, can I add something?
Absolutely.
Well, which means that all those people, and most of them, everybody else in the media except me and you, maybe, who said Democrats are doomed to failure in 2022. There's no way they can win the midterms, you know, which was total BS. And I kept telling people, look, there's a lot of time, right? What's most important, get the economy back, get that infrastructure money out there, show that Democrats are delivering on the economy and on jobs, and they're going to be fine. I'm not saying they're going to win everything, but it's not going to be a wipeout. I think we hold on to the House, and I think we hold on to the Senate.
Well, you are an optimistic man this Friday. One good jobs report's turned your entire attitude.
No, I've been thinking this for a long time. And by the way, you know, Biden just doesn't get enough. Look, I'm not, you know, on his payroll, but he just doesn't get enough credit, right? Look, on COVID, he did go from 20 million people vaccinated to 220 million people vaccinated, right? He got us through the Omicron crunch and the Delta and the Delta crunch. He got the infrastructure bill and he got the stimulus bill. The two of them combined are more than LBJ and FDR accomplished in their first year combined, right? He's going to get an addition to the Supreme Court. He's going to get, he got the head of ISIS, right, gone now. And I think this thing he did yesterday with the cops in New York was very, very good, very strong. So I think you're going to see a resurgence in Democratic hopes for 2022.
Well, obviously, Joe Biden having a good week, ending on a high note with this great jobs report and upward revisions and an increase in the labor rate. And Bill, I would point out here in the state of Wisconsin, we have a historically low unemployment rate, lower than it's ever been, 2.8%. It's 4% nationally. And it ticked up slightly because more people jumped back into the labor pool because the jobs economy is so strong. So it's going to be hard for Fox News to spin it, but we know they'll try. But let's contrast that, Bill, with the really sort of horrible bad week that Donald Trump's having so far. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Look, first of all, I don't since you've been on the air, probably Mike Pence just stuck a knife in Donald Trump's back in front of the Federalist Society and down in Florida, of all places, right? Right into Trump's backyard, and said Trump is wrong that that he won, that and Biden lost, number one. And number two, Trump is wrong that Pence had the authority to single-handedly overturn the election. Trump still asserts that. He asserted earlier this week. So Pence is, that, you know, that's as close to a break with Trump as Pence probably will ever come, but it's pretty strong, right? So he loses Pence. He's got, the news came out that he has the January 6th committee, man, they're closing in on Trump. Now, they can't send him to prison, but they can really make the case why he should go to prison. They released this week the fact that he called three different federal agencies, the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Justice Department, and asked them to seize voting machines. I mean, martial law, seize the voting machines. Thank God all three of them said, headed by people he appointed, said, no, we cannot do that. We don't have the authority. Then the committee released the fact that all the documents, most of the documents they got from the National Archives, they had to tape them back together because Trump had ripped them into shreds before they left the White House. So either the White House staff or the National Archives staff, you know, had to scotch tape them all together. And then you have the fact that Trump was out there directing people to get fake slates of fake electors sent to Washington. I mean, I think it's pretty clear now that Donald Trump just didn't inspire the insurrection of January 6th. He organized it, you know?
Well, Bill, doesn't that trouble you in this regard? I mean, if we'd seen videotaped of an armed robbery or a breaking and entering or any other crime, if we saw the videotape in the same fashion we all have as Americans, right, and we saw the evidence in the public reporting, and we can all, you know, add it up, those that aren't enamored by Fox News, at least, why aren't we seeing the Department of Justice move? And I know you don't work for Merrick Garland over there, but, you know, it shouldn't be up to the January 6th committee to make referrals for criminality. I mean, we know the guy was actively trying to overturn the election. He was trying to overturn democracy, Bill. Seems like there's a crime that they could indict on and then gather a little more evidence if they felt they need to flush it out at trial.
You know the answer?
What is the answer, Bill?
The answer is Merrick Garland is sitting on his ass and not doing his job. That's the answer. Merrick Garland is not doing his job. He has all the evidence he needs, right? To indict,
Seemingly, yeah.
No, he's got all the evidence he needs. I mean, people go to prison for, you know, a lot less than that, right? For having 2 ounces of marijuana on them or something. No doubt about it. Slam them, but, you know, close the door, and not Trump. Now, you could say that the Justice Department, the justice system takes time. They got to be sure. I mean, this, you're right. In this case, the evidence is overwhelming. And I think Garland is afraid that people will say, oh, he's just playing politics by going after a former president. No, no, no. This president tried to bring down our democracy. He tried to overthrow the government of the United States. By the way, this gets to another issue, which is the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment said, if you try to overthrow the government of the United States, or if you are part of any attempt to do so, you cannot hold federal office. So,
well, that would eliminate at least 147 Republicans plus Trump.
Bingo. Bingo. Absolutely. You know, and they're using this argument now. Some people have sued in North Carolina to prevent Madison Cawthorn from running for re-election. I think, look, I went back and read the 14th Amendment. The wording is clear. There is no doubt. Now, for the court's got to uphold it. But if they do, it's not just Madison Cawthorn who's going to be caught in that trap, baby. You're right. It's everybody who voted not to impeach Donald Trump, everybody who voted to accept the fake electors, and it's Trump himself.
Now, Bill, let's talk about the fake electors. Hey, go, yes, sir. You go first.
I just want to mention, sort of on this subject. So my column today, which people can find if they just go to follow me on Twitter or go to the website. So my column for the Chicago Tribune today is Time Man of the Year, Mike Pence. Now, you know, he was a toady lackey for 4 years, but I think we got to give him credit. When it push came to shove, when it really came down to saving our democracy, Mike Pence finally discovered his backbone and told Donald Trump, I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. I refuse to do it. And, you know, and Trump told him that Woodward and Robert Costa in their book really lay it out there, man. They must have talked to Mike Pence because Trump told him, I won't be your friend anymore unless you
no greater threat is there, Bill. I won't be your friend anymore.
Right.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine guest. He is Bill Press. You know him from the podcast. You know him from his punditry and, of course, his appearances right here on the Devil's Advocates, often on Fridays. And Bill, always enjoy when you come around. Let me ask you, we saw my U.S. Senator, Ron Johnson, sort of get tied up in the headlines here in the last day or so. Apparently, Mike Lindell hosted a little basement symposium at the Trump Hotel in D.C. on January 4th of 2021. And what was being proposed at that time, and apparently Ron only attended virtually, he Zoomed in, but he and two other Republican senators apparently were there for the briefing. And the plan was to use NSA raw data without warrants to justify seizing these voting machines. And I look at a guy like Ron Johnson, who's on the ballot next this fall, and a guy like Ron Johnson, who clearly knew that there was a coup plan afoot. And we've got sound in the state of Wisconsin right here on my radio station, Bill. An activist caught Ron Johnson laying out the voter numbers in the state of Wisconsin and demonstrating Trump lost because he got undervotes of Republican voters. And we hear that sound on the radio. So we know that Ron knows it wasn't really fixed. No matter what he may say publicly, privately, he knows the truth. And we know that he was in the meeting on January 4th, and he heard these crazy propositions. But those crazy propositions equate to crimes, Bill. And he was part of the conspiracy in some way, shape, or form. How do you think that, you know, portends his reelection chances?
Well, look, I'm counting on the people of Wisconsin. I mean, everybody that I've talked to that I respect from Wisconsin, I mean, Mark Pocan, you, Ben Wickler, your great state chair, Charlie Sykes, head of the Bulwark, everybody says, what the hell happened to Ron Johnson? You know, he came in, he promised he was just going to serve, what was it, two terms or one?
Whatever. No, Ron promised me on this show that he was only, you know, in 2016, he said, you know, one more term, and I promised the wife, and I promised you, the voters. But, of course, he, you know, promises made, promises broken.
And he was also, I mean, sort of a run-of-the-mill conservative, if you will. I wouldn't have voted for him 8 years ago. But he's turned into a total lunatic. And as you point out, it came out this week. Again, he's part of the criminal conspiracy to overthrow the government. The stuff that he said, you know, after January 6th, un-freaking believable. So I would just hope that the people of Wisconsin, look, it's just an embarrassment, right? It's not just his political party. The man is insane. He should not be in public office.
They tell you, I saw Ron Johnson just the other day. He shook my hand. I'll tell you all about it, Bill. Can you stick around one more segment?
Oh, yes, of course.
More Devil's Advocates, more Bill Press, more of you on the phones perhaps as well. 844-967-2789.
People, let me tell you about my best friend.
I think the White House could have handled this better.
You're going to be dead.